Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, in which you watch an episode of The Golden Girls, and then we deconstruct it scene by scene. Deconstruct it like an abandoned building that's being deconstructed.
And then constructed again. We're like demolition.
Yeah. This podcast is a metaphor for demolition. I'm Anthony D'Asamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a very special, we're super happy to have her, the very awesome Mindy Keeling.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
This is my very first podcast ever.
I'm so excited that we're breaking your podcast cherry. Yay.
No longer virgin.
So we usually start off by asking our guest, what is their Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls shaped or destroyed your life?
Oh, well, I just turned 50, so I feel like I am a Golden Girl now. Hey. So I was probably high school to 20s when I saw Golden Girls on TV. Mm-hmm. I did watch it. A lot of different sitcoms and stuff. I think probably because my parents watched it, it'd be on. I'd come home, I'd be like, oh, all right, I'll watch this for a while. And I thought it was funny because, well, for one, at the time, they were very fashionable for older ladies.
Yes, they were.
And I wanted to be Blanche. I didn't want to be boring when I got older. That's I wanted great. To be like crazy and hot and sexy.
That's exactly how I am.
Yeah.
I totally want to be I mean, I feel like I am a Blanche sometimes when I get a crazy hair on my butt.
But I feel like none of them are really boring, though.
True,
like Sophia keeps it pretty heavy. Like, mm-hmm. she's got mm-hmm. stuff going on.
She has sass. I wanted Sophia.
You're like a Sophia Rose combo, you say?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to be sassy when I was older. And I think I am.
I think you are. I think you're very sassy. You are what you wanted to be.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Sassy Mindy Keeling.
Yay.
All right. And so today we watched, tonight actually, it's a late night TIFFBAP. And so we watched...
By late night, we mean like 8:30.
Yeah. We usually record during the day.
They call this late night, not me.
It feels so much later to me. It feels like it's 9 or something. Yeah. 9:30 or something. But we watched season 3, episode 13. Lucky 13, guys. Yay.
Woo, that's my lucky number.
Yay. Good. I like that being a lucky number because it's against the grain. And it's titled The Artist. The original air date was December 19th, 1987.
It's a Christmas episode.
You will know from all the Christmas references towards Hungarian art. Big Christmas lovers there. And so as we do with every podcast, Genevieve is going to do tell us a brief synopsis of the episode for the listener who did not get to watch it with us during our hummus party.
All right. Yeah, we had a hummus party and you guys did not come, so... All right.
Too bad.
It was tasty.
Well, the ladies are visited by Laszlo, a Hungarian sculptor, and he wants to sculpt Blanche, basically. But then he wants to sculpt Rose, and he wants to sculpt Dorothy. He wants them to do it all in secret. But they all find out about it, and they make him decide. And Sophia gets really into pranks.
Yes.
Yeah, and everyone is nude in this episode. At some point.
Special naked episode of the Golden Girls for real.
For the holidays.
Like there's nothing more Christmas than naked.
Especially naked golden girls.
Yeah, especially naked golden girls.
I feel like that in Miami, like that is a Christmas tradition.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Hot cocoa and nudity. That's what we're going to do at the
and
senior
murder.
Center. And murder. Also a Christmas tradition. Murder. So we start with, so we go scene by scene, and we start off with Sophia coming home from bingo. She's wearing this trench coat, very stylish trench coat.
Yeah,
it's got this grayness to it. To maybe
grayness to it.
It's like a dark gray trench coat.
It is gray.
It's got this grayness to it, guys. I'm not wrong.
No, okay. No, I didn't say you're... As opposed to a dull grayness, it was a great grayness.
Yeah. And so she got tricked. She got... there's this guy named Rory who keeps tricking her at the bingo night. And he made her smell a flower, right?
Yeah.
That was filled with prune juice. And so he stole her clothes to go wash them and left her naked with a trench coat.
He felt bad for staining it with the prune juice. So it was a reason to get her naked, I think.
Yeah.
You know, those old people, they're always looking for excuses to get naked.
So she had to just
leave her clothes with him.
Like, maybe she had a trench coat with her.
Miami, she didn't wear it.
Yeah, I think she totally stole someone's wool jacket.
Oh, yeah. On her way out.
Oh, and on the way home.
On the way home, there was construction workers who actually got sick. And two got sick and went home because she flashed them.
Oh, yeah. Her belt came undone.
Or her belt came undone.
Her naked.
Oh, let's
see. Better memory than I did.
She also flashed, not Blanche.
She flashed Rose. So she's just probably flashing everybody that walks by her. She's just like, hey, you yutz, walking by me. just flashing people randomly. She's out of control.
What else is she gonna do?
Right. So I think this guy Rory is just spraying women with prune juice so they can take their clothes off for him.
Yeah, he sounds like he's the prankster.
Yeah.
Center.
More like the sexual assault of the center. But...
Oh, that Maury just.
Oh, was it Maury?
Yeah, it was Rory. Like an old Jewish man name. Yeah, yeah.
Maury. Stop spraying prune juice on me.
So, Maury, stop violating me sexually. You're such a prankster.
Classic Maury.
Classic Maury, violating my rights.
Oh, man. And then so Blanche gets home and she's... Laszlo gave her a ride. Laszlo is the artist, the Hungarian artist, who is very sexually attractive for the Golden Girls.
He was tall and Hungarian and hunky.
And an artist.
Oh, yeah. An artist is always a sexy way to go.
Yeah, very sexy. And he was... It was weird how much he kept talking about how he's an artist and how well... artists can make love to women when, spoiler alert, guys, we always do this.
Oh, no.
At the end, for those of you that did not watch this 1987 episode of The Golden Girls before you listen to this, at the end, he ends up being gay. So, it really threw me off that, when it's always, a thing with this podcast where I think, the guy is gay. It's always, a theory of mine. And this time, it actually turned out to be true. So, take that! Take that, internet! Take that! This time is true. I have been called out for that, for thinking everyone's gay. But, he's just just because people assume that I am a master in the studio, I'm a master in the bedroom. And then he keeps going off about how he can I forget his description of making a woman leave her with abandon. Like,
he's so good with his tools and sculpting, and he can sculpt a woman's body into orgasms, and the ladies on the couch were just mouths open, drooling over it all.
Drooling over all of it.
It was, I think it was like quiver with abandon.
Quiver.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I think he thought they knew he was gay. So he was just like, yeah, it's so weird that people are like, yeah, I could fuck the shit out of ladies.
But I felt like he was like being kind of a cock tease, where he's like, okay, like I know I'm hot business, but I want to like get attention for a while. So I'm just going to fuck with these women. And at the end, just be like, sorry, I fuck butt. And so...
He also pitted them against each other and secretly made them each think that something is separate.
This guy's a sociopath. Like, he's got issues.
Yeah. And he made this very expensive sculpture that nobody has offered any money.
Yeah. No one wanted to buy that. Like, he made, like, this hybrid Golden Girl monster. It was not.
It was ugly pretty. And made out of weird pink stuff.
It looked like when you're about to make a sculpture, you know, you sort of like carve the figure out and then you start making details and making it pretty, but it seemed like he ran out of time.
It's the rough draft.
Yeah.
It somehow looked blurry.
Yeah. There was bad lighting on it. Like this museum. Okay, we're skipping so ahead, but it's just traumatizing.
Sorry.
It's my fault. I went there. But I was just traumatized by the sculpture. Okay, so everybody is like, and like Blanche is like rubbing him all over their faces. Like he takes off because he just gave her a fucking ride home. And then she's like, and then Dorothy's like, are you guys together? And then she's like, maybe. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, you're such a liar, Blanche. Like, how can you say maybe? Like, and it felt like the flirting was one-sided.
Oh, it totally was. I think that was it. She was just like, yeah, maybe we're together. He hasn't shown any interest in me.
Right?
I forced him to give me a ride home, and he was polite about it.
She's just romanticizing in her head that she's with this guy just because she's vivacious.
She probably saw him like make out with his partner, like she, and she's just like,
oh you
with all of this of Blanche, I'm gonna turn him straight. It's probably what she's thinking. I'm gonna bring him back over to the vajayjay side.
Or maybe she thought that guy was a woman or like his dad. I don't know. Like she just in her brain, like it wasn't happening. She's like, there's no way that he's, you know, like it doesn't connect for her. She refuses to believe he's gay. Okay, so she's like, and so then they're like, all right, fuck that. The next scene, during the kitchen, Sophia has gotten into practical jokes. She's sort of like, she's, the tables have turned. She's now the bully. When she was getting bullied, which is, I think, a reason people bully, because they were bullied. And so this is like a good example of that. Anyway,
she wanted to punk him back.
But instead took it out on her daughter. Because that's the way revenge works. Is you just take it out on your daughter.
And your children.
I'm going to show them who's boss. And so she... there's a lot of orange juice in this episode.
This is an orange juice and nudity heavy episode.
She has the prank orange juice glass with a hole to dribble on yourself, and Dorothy fell for it, and she just like laughs in her face like with she does not give a fuck. She's like, I got you.
She probably spent hundreds of dollars on prank stuff. She spent like a whole month of disability payments.
Yeah, pranks aren't cheap. You know.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Maybe like back then, $10 a prank. And also a glass, like an orange shoes glass set. Like,
yeah, the whole set matched in the dribble cup.
Yeah, that's pretty much like the Waterford Crystal of the prank world.
Or she took the cup out and like drilled her own little hole or something. I don't know.
Like she clammed it and like clammed it up, and she had like a one of those welding tools to like create
I was just thinking drill, but yeah, welding into the plastic.
No.
Yeah.
The drilled it herself.
It is not beyond Sophia to run a cup.
Exactly.
Oh man. Okay. And so then Blanche comes in and she's like, she's gonna drink some orange juice. Dorothy's gonna pull the prank on her. So just a vicious cycle of pranks, guys. But it doesn't happen with Blanche. Blanche is able to get away with it. I don't know. Maybe she just like has
stuck her finger over the hole. Stuck her finger.
She's just good at grasping cylinders.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she's more early talented.
She covers the bases, man. When she grabs the cylinder, it doesn't fall on her. But she's like bragging about. Okay, this is weird for me because she was bragging about how Laszlo, she doesn't get cold in that room when she's getting drawn, because Laszlo keeps her, and I wrote it down somewhere, but Laszlo keeps her warm, tingly, and hot. Like, her vagina is, like, pulsating, and it doesn't even faze him at all. Like, he's not, obviously, he's not hitting on her, so she's just sitting there being drawn, just, like, convulsing, like
these are all like symptoms of the flu. So maybe she got the flu and she's just like, oh, I got the hots,
he's making me so hot. And she's just really sick,
all she needs is penicillin.
And so Rose, okay, so she's gonna go see Laszlo. She's gonna go hang out with him because I think if Laszlo's not tricking them, that he probably thinks he has like a new set of fat cags at least, right? Or so he's like gonna take Blanche out on a date or whatever. I don't know where the fuck they're going. I forgot.
She was going to pose again.
A jacket.
No, they did not hang out anywhere besides.
Yeah, I think he was just taking her to the.
Yeah,
he was picking her up to take her for another pose or something.
She thought it was like a date.
So yeah, she was just all excited. Whatever. Spend more time with him.
Oh, she does say like, I don't know how he can resist me. He has so much power to resist my sensuality. And we all know why, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah. Because he likes the peen. And so then she leaves Rose and him by themselves. And then there's so much detail to this. He's then telling Rose that she wants to draw her instead because I need some innocence.
Wide-eyed, and she had great big eyeballs staring at him.
Giant eyeballs looking at him.
All enthralled by his demeanor.
So he wants, he gives her a key, which was the shape of the keychain was dick-shaped, I noticed.
Symbolism.
Symbolism.
He's giving them a hint, and they weren't getting it.
Practice with this. Be ready for me. And so she's like, but you cannot tell Blanche. This is our secret, yo. Keep it on DL. I'm gonna draw you. Don't tell no one. Okay, so then the next scene is more practical jokes. This time, Sophia has a can. Well, she's trying to get Dorothy in the kitchen to view through her great-grandmother's antique telescope. Look what I found.
In the attic.
In the attic, right? Which is not even their home. Like, that's Blanche's house. Like, why would it be there?
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm not going to fall for that. I'm going to fall for your peanut brittle. She had a can of peanut brittle that, you know, was supposed to be snakes coming out. So she's like, I'm not going to fall for that. But then she sits on the chair and she falls for the whoopee cushion. And that was awesome. And then Blanche has this you said you called it a Technicolor dream coat.
Oh my god,
her third outfit. It was her third outfit.
Oh my god, I loved it.
And I think you called her like she was like a rainbow high priestess.
Yeah,
yeah.
She looked like a priestess in a gay church. Just super warm pastel colored out.
Very... Her hair slicked back, a little bit of a mullet in the back.
Yes. Very mullety.
It was the most 1987 outfit imaginable.
Yes. It was out of control. And so, yeah. So then Blanche and Rose have a convo, and she's devastated because the drawings are hideous. She saw the drawings. She said that the woman is a dog.
And saggy.
Saggy. An old wrinkled bag. And it was, and Rose is like, the woman is me. What is your deal? And so, yeah, so they, so the truth comes out. And she tells, she confesses, Rose confesses that Laszlo was also drawing her. And then we find out that Dorothy is also being drawn by Laszlo. Also has dick-shaped key.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thinks that the sculpt is going to be about her instead.
Right. And it was weird, like, that sculpture was, like, I don't know, did he make them pose the same way? Like, everybody had to pose the same way, right?
I don't know.
Because I was, like, weird when he was like, oh, I have sketches. I have enough sketches of all of you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, when Blanche was talking about the really wrinkled sketches, I thought eventually it was going to be Sophia that was going to be the sculpt.
Oh, yeah. Sophia was left out of this drawing. Or, like, if it was Sophia at the end.
That's what I was kind of hoping for.
I thought that would... Me too. Right. With just like the same wavelength.
Like a purse.
Yeah, just trench totally open.
Yeah, like stealing silverware like, into her purse. Like, that's the sculpture. And so they keep fighting, and then Blanche is like, of course he's going to choose me. He wants the most sensual, most the biggest example of femininity ever. And then she sits on the whoopee cushion.
Because she got to have whoopee cushion farts in the show.
We need more farts on the show, definitely.
That's a note from the network.
More nudity. We want there to be nudity, but not actually see it. And we need more whoopee cushion references.
It's 87. We need more farts.
And we need gay old dudes. Because we need just to be progressive in this television show. And so then Blanche is like, none of us should go. We should just stay, like, we should just not let help him out anymore. Give me all your keys, I'll keep them in my home chest.
Which is what she calls her vagina. In which not... there's a lot of room.
And it's dick-shaped, so it's not unfamiliar to her. And so then then they're like, Rose is like, well, then we should just go to Laszlo and ask him, like, force him to decide who he's gonna pick, which mm-hmm. sounds crazy. That's like something people wouldn't do. Like, let's go to the studio now and force him to choose one of us.
Pick between the three of us.
Right. And so he goes, and then he's like, they go to the studio, and it has like the coolest door. That totally matches Blanche's dress.
She did match that very well.
You did, yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, her technicolor dream coat was a door for a while. Maybe it's just like old Joseph and the technicolor dream coat props. What are we gonna do with these guys?
Recycle them on Golden Girls.
Yeah, colors. They have colors over there. And so Laszlo's studio, there's just like random sculptures that were different. Like, it was every medium ever. There was like clay, like a glass, there was like marble. It was just like, this guy experiments with a lot of stuff, which is very unusual for like a ceramic artist. I don't know. Anyway, it was weird to me. And so then they confront him basically, and they ask him like, he says, I don't want to choose any of you. At the end, he's like, I don't want to choose any of you. I wanted to sort of like come to me. Right.
Mm-hmm. He's going to make him wait till the unveiling.
Yeah. So he's like, I totally forget what happens in this part.
He just pretty much said that you'll all have to wait till the unveiling, and they kept throwing compliments at him. And
yeah,
Blanche, this is where Blanche talked about her boobs looking like glass.
Yeah.
Okay. Like glass champagne glass.
Or yeah, something. She said,
but why don't you choose someone whose breasts, who you said breasts are like perfect champagne glass orbs of dancing loveliness.
Yes.
Oh my god.
You don't want champagne glass boobs. That's like just like narrow and long.
Yeah, like that means that they're droopy, right? That they're just long. Champagne glass. Yeah. I think a goblet would be more.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as sexy, but a goblet.
A goblet sounds sexy.
Yeah, that's like a big. A goblet of mead.
A goblet of like honey wine.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And so they really like harass him in this, and like, Dorothy just hit. Dorothy was very strong right away. She was like, what are you guys doing here? And she's like, he's like, I don't know what to say. He's like, say you want me. And like she pushes. And then she's like, I'm sorry. This is the first time I see you in overalls.
Yeah. Overalls are so sexy in the 80s.
Yeah.
White overalls, man.
What I don't get is like, if they're obviously like being sexual towards him, and using, you know, like Blanche at least using like trying to use like being fucked basically to get the sculpt, to get to be the sculpture, like why didn't he tell them that he was gay? Like he was just like,
nah. He's just being a cruel artist.
A cruel fucking artist. Yeah, like
he's a psychopath.
He's a sociopath.
He's crazy.
He's a nut. Okay.
He wanted to.
Gay guys are just crazy. Theme of this episode. Gay guys will try to fuck women. Try to tease women.
Or Hungarians.
Or Hungarian gay man artists.
Well, how come? How come they, you know, they did kind of stereotype him? He's an artist. And that's why he was gay.
Right. They did stereotype him. And yeah, and like, he's a good lover. So all those, I think all those things he said was about like how he pleasures that gay butler dude. He looked like a butler.
He was like the art director or something.
Yeah, okay. he was like a team.
And now he was like, I don't know.
Because they're both wearing tuxes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So he was like a director.
Like the director of the art museum. He did the unveiling.
Maybe he was a butler and he just like, we're a team. I passed hors d'oeuvres.
If you go and make a sculpture of those women, maybe people won't think you're gay. That was like
your
their plan.
Yeah, that is kind of weird that he did a sculpture of a woman if he's gay.
Yeah,
I guess
he should have done like a dude or that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they have like a statue fetish and they just.
Well, then there would have been no plot for the Golden Girls. Yeah.
Right. That is true. But whatever it was unveiled and it was like that dude.
It could have been the butler.
Yeah, the butler. What if he goes to like the other side of the room and there's people that also thought they were the sculpture? And like he just tricks everybody to come to a show that
literally everyone in there is just like, this is a bee.
That's how he gets the following. The only way he can get fans.
He just wanted to see people naked, guys. And Jean-Pierre naked. Oh man.
But then he's also like, he probably wanted to like increase his buying pool. Yeah. Like I mean, someone's gonna buy it, and someone's more likely to buy it if it's of them.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, look, this is mine. This is.
And so they bid higher and higher.
Yeah.
And it's auctioned off or something. And at Sotheby's. Is this called Sotheby's or
Sotheby's?
Sotheby's?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, Sotheby's. Sounds like an iced tea.
Like the bee whisperer or something.
Oh, I am Sotheby, the bee whisperer. I'm going to sell you your honey.
You're gonna die if you sting someone.
Oh man. Okay. And so it looked, that studio reminded me of just like the colors and like in Living Color, or just like on the door, like, or it reminded me of like that show Living Single.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That flat. I love that show. Anyway, yeah. So remind me of that. I love that. Queen Latifah was on that. Yeah. And so the next scene. So he's like, all right, bitches, get out. I got to get working on this. I have like 24 hours to make the sculpture.
Did he really only have 24 hours?
No. I'm just being sarcastic.
No, but he made that sculpture quick. Like, yeah.
Because
it looked like something that kids would have done. It was like
the same orange juice sitting out the whole episode. Like, like this was a 24-hour situation.
This is true.
That's funny.
And so the next scene, they're at the reception, and there's like this giant cloth over the sculpture. It's huge. It is a giant monster. And so there's this cloth and nobody can see it. And which I've never really, like, I've been to many art shows, but I never see it revealed.
Oh, I've been to one where they did really? A reveal. Yeah.
Which, what was it?
Well, a friend of mine, Molly Kellogg, she had one of her art shows here. She's in San Diego, but she had one here. And she had one painting that was super special, and the unveiling was there. And so they had a thing that covered it. And then at a certain time...
Was that your painting? Were they was she painting?
Oh, no. You? Mine was already unveiled at that time. But this was a special one. And so it was going to be the first time the family was going to see the picture. It was a picture of a woman and her son. And so they had this really cool little thing over it. And then they pulled a string and la la. So the unveiling was really cool.
I've never seen an unveiling. We just show up and it's like, oh, it's here already. Okay, we can all look at it.
Well, that's the only time I've ever seen one. It was really exciting, though.
Okay, cool. Well, I've yet to do that. Yay. Okay, so that checks out.
They do occasionally unveil on the opening night of a show. I sound like I'm in the art.
Did everyone gasp? Yeah. Did like monocles fall to the floor?
Right. And then Blanche works at the museum, so I would think that that's how they met, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And so, which is funny because then Dorothy was like, oh, name two other Hungarian artists.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, she probably went to school for art. Like, she could. I mean, the character could.
But she didn't in the show.
I guess they forgot that.
What do you think Blanche's title is at the museum, though? Do you think she's like? I think it's either
she's probably a docent, like a volunteer.
Yeah,
she's got an office though.
Oh, she does.
There's one episode where she had an office.
I think she's either like an art director or like a receptionist.
I think she's probably assistant curator for. Labial arts or
it's just all nude art.
Nude art. Anything dick shaped, she's in charge of. Museum. She's a dick shaped curatorial director. So they're there at the reception, they're like still arguing, right? They're like, oh, it's good, everyone. Like, Blanche is like, everyone's gonna see me and be like, wowed. And then Dorothy's like, everyone's gonna see me and be wowed. And then Dorothy, Sophia, she's standing over there, like, off to the side. It was weird that this scene took place, like, back in the back of the stage. Like, it wasn't even in the front. She's like, hey, Dorothy, check this shit out. It was like a like a sculpture of like a...
like a ceramic like a dude, thing or like a yeah, guy. Man.
And she like throws it and breaks.
It's worth $10,000. Oh shit. She breaks it.
Check out this shit. And then throws it and it breaks. And then Dorothy freaks out because that's what people do. They freak out when you break $10,000 worth of art, mm-hmm. which happens all the time.
Yeah, she's just like allowed to carry this $10,000 piece of art. She like stole it.
Yeah, like it's not behind a glass or anything. and so then she's like, oh, you fell for it. Ha ha. Practical joke. She doesn't say
it wasn't
that.
Real.
It wasn't real.
You fall for everything.
And then like, and then a cop is like, excuse me, ma'am, you're gonna have to come with me. And then Dorothy starts freaking out even more. And then she's like, haha, I can't believe you fell for it again.
And she laughs maniacally, and it's the best.
Maniacally.
For like a minute, there's just like her laughing in Dorothy's face.
And then like this shit is on the ground. No one picks it up. It's just like this sculpture that
it's just... It's a new statement. It's also worth $10,000 now.
It's an installation.
Yeah.
Called Broken Joke. By Sophia.
On the ground, Broken Joke.
Right.
And then she tips the guy, too.
Yes. And it was a real cop.
He's like a security guard, I think.
Yeah, probably she, bribed a security guard.
Come in on the joke.
Right.
Everyone's a prankster.
Everyone's a prankster, yeah. And so, because that security guard just goes and stands there, like, he's back on duty. When you just probably did something that could get you fired. And so, but no one gives a shit. And so, then his gay love, we find out his gay lover later on. But right now, he's just a regular gay dude. And so, he's like very, very snooty with his hand in the air, like a French waiter. Just very,
so funny.
Yeah, like very snobby. And he's like, gather round, we're gonna reveal this sculpture. Or something like that. And so...
No, that's about right.
Yeah.
That was really close.
Because this museum comes with rope pulleys. this rope just picks up the blanket, and it's revealed this hot mess. Just a mess, guys.
Yes.
I was underwhelmed.
I expect it to be something funny.
Yeah.
Or like of Sophia or of all three of them morph together. And it was just this like ugly blobby thing. And then,
yeah.
I was kind of hoping it just would literally be of a dog. Right. Yeah. I mean, first of all, I would love a dog sculpture.
It looked unfinished to me. I think I mentioned that, but it looked cave-like. It looked like somebody, like a tiny cave figurine, you know.
It was primitive. Yes, it was like Mother Earth, primitive, big thighs, big head, big boobs, and then she was just leaning like the thinker, though. It was weird.
She was leaning like the thinker. She was one arm behind her, the other one on her knee. She seemed just like she was stretching, or
it was weird.
It was really weird. And then there were shadows on it that you couldn't, it wasn't lit up well, so you couldn't see the face. You couldn't see any specific, it's like it was just no details whatsoever. It just looked like crap.
And like you said earlier, blurry kind of.
Yeah.
And made out of pink Himalayan salt or something weird. Yeah. It was pink. It was a really bizarre salmon-y pink color. That was rather grotesque.
Do you think
it was like adobe mud that was still drying. Like, it just like, he just like, oh, looking at my sketches.
It was like a panic sculpture. It was like he probably didn't even really look at any of his sketches. He just like looked at some like
we
like
could've
model
made that.
Like one of those little model things that you like you know, like those stick figures, and they just he was just like, all right.
It looked 500 years old. Like it was an attempt to make something 500 years ago.
That's weird.
In the fucking cave world. And so then they're like, oh, it's me. Look at me.
I would not have wanted to claim that it was me. I would have been like, holy shit, that must be you.
She is like, it is like Frankenstein, where she grabbed like the weirdest parts of their bodies and just put them together. It was just, it needed a heart and a brain. And then the whole town of Miami would have been chasing after it.
Yeah, it was Laszlo's monster.
Laszlo Stein. It just, don't want you scared.
He's just like, friend.
I want dick now. Did Blanche's, is Blanche's part. Oh man. Okay.
So. Mrs. Blanche is Mrs. Laszlo Stein.
Mrs. Laszlo's. Okay, and so yeah. so he does this like this his speech about I wanted some innocence, so I looked to Rose, and then I dropped her. I wanted some strength and character, so I looked to Dorothy, then I dropped her. But before that, he's like, isn't it obvious who it is? It's all of you, right? And then, which is like, I guess, if you point it out, like, it just looks weird.
It's just a weird female figure of anybody.
Mm-hmm, right. And then I wanted some sensuality or something, and so I looked at Blanche and I dropped her. And so then he's like, guess what? It's all of you. That's why you're such good friends. Like,
it's not that I don't see women as just blobby novelties.
Blobby novelties. I love that.
Blobby
phrase.
Novelties.
That's an improv team name. Blobby right. Novelties.
Blobby novelties. Coming up to the stage. Oh man. So yeah, he just stick to men. He's not very good at the women representation of the human body. And so then they're like, all right, we'll set up for that. But who do you want to fuck, basically? That's what Blanche asked him. Like, ultimately, he's like, who do
in
you
find romantic? Yeah. Language.
Why do they still want this guy?
I don't know.
They still want this guy. Yeah, they're still, like, wanting to vote. Like, he probably is, like, a resident artist. He's probably there for, like, 3 months. Or, you know, he's gonna leave or something. Anyway, like, he's, and then the gay director
slash butler slash
butler
art
slash
person.
Art person that exists, gay dude, like with a snobby nose, like he is. If listeners can't see this, but Mindy was doing an impersonation of this guy.
Sachet.
Very sachet. So
sorry,
he was
I
like
keep forgetting they can't see me.
No, that's great. No, I can see you. That's all that matters. Sorry, listeners. Okay. And so he sashays over and he's like, we're a hit. And then...
So he must have been Hungarian too, because he had the accent.
Yeah. So he like brings down his lover from Hungary or...
I guess.
Like, I don't know where this guy just came out of. Like, obviously a fuckboy.
He's so gay that he's just European. Yeah, like he's from like
European.
Akron, Ohio, but
oh man. And so then they're like, the Golden Girls are like, holy fuck, that's the guy he's banging. He's gay. Oh my god. We're so dumb. And yeah. So
I feel like it was kind of a long way to go. Yeah. I mean, that was it. Like, he just said, we're a hit. They could have been business partners.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's kind of odd that's what tips them off, finally.
Right.
Yeah.
And then in the last part, he said something about, I thought you knew, ladies. And he flaunts his little sachets away after the butler guy.
Right. And then he like rips his suit off and it's just like leather straps and bondage. And he follows that guy. That guy sashays away and he's like, I'm going to go find him. He's going to go to the courtyard or something. Then they make love by the bushes. Performance art. So then they're like, fuck this shit. Okay. Then the next, that's done and over with, but then there's the last part, and that's the old juice switcheroo part, where Dorothy comes into the kitchen, and she wants some more juice, but she knows that Sophia is going to trick her again, even though she says she's done with the tricks. So she's like, did you leave something burning? And then she's like, no. She turns around, and she switches the glasses, the fake drip orange juice glasses, and then Dorothy tricked herself, very the princess bride. Yeah. Yeah. Is that before this episode? That would have been,
yeah, I think it was because it came out 87. Princess Bride came out in 87.
Oh,
so.
Shit. So yeah. Probably earlier in the year than December 19th. So, yeah. So they probably stole that idea from the Princess Bride. And then Dorothy gets juice all over her. She tricked herself. And Sophia just fucking laughs at her. And
she's a sassy woman. She's sassy, like, don't change woman. Buttercup. It reminds me of my mom and my grandma.
Your grandma? Mm-hmm. Sophia does?
So, yeah, my grandma was a crazy... Well, she didn't play bingo. She played poker and drank and smoked and was really an interesting character and would always give my mom a hard time when she would cook... My mom would put hot dogs in boiling water, and she'd be like, oh my God, I hate it when you boil them. They look like dog dicks. You know, so I think Sophia, if she'd been on HBO, I could see Sophia saying stuff like that.
I do think, like, hot dogs, they do look like dog dicks no matter what you do to them, I think.
You kind of have to, like, unless they grill them or something, but even still.
If you microwave them, they look like dog dicks.
Oh, and they curl and weird.
Look dog dick like.
Plus, Blanche's hair kind of looks like how my mom used to wear her hair. So they remind me of my mom and grandma.
My grandma, when she was younger, was in the drug cartel. At least that's what they told me. Because, like, they used to use my dad when he was a kid to smuggle drugs over the border. Like, coke and heroin. Yeah. And so that's how my dad got into drugs.
See, and my grandma smuggled fireworks over for my...
Oh, so then they're
for us kids, because my brother had some in his pocket, and so when we came back across the border, of course, they checked my brothers, funny. But they didn't check my grandma's purse, and she had a whole bunch of them. Not as bad as drugs, but still legal.
It's still legal.
Our grandmas were probably friends.
Yeah, they were. Fireworks, heroin.
Yes, my grandma is like... very, she's kind of stern and pragmatic, so she's like very much a Dorothy.
Nice. So I think we did it, guys. This was so much fun.
Thank you so much for taking my podcast virginity.
Yay, we did it. We took it. You didn't even say yes. Podcast raped you. So this comes out on actually the 23rd of December, and so if you'd like to promote a show that you have coming up, or where you're usually at, or where can we find you online?
I do improv at the Torch Theater. Yay. So I play on several different teams there, so you can catch me there. Also, two of the teams that play there, Woot, which is Women of Outrageous Tendencies, and also another team I'm on called Spearmint, will also be playing at the Phoenix Improv Festival in 2016. So
exciting.
You'll catch me at the Herberger.
And that is
that's April 14, 15, 16.
Yeah. And it's the 15th Improv Festival, isn't it? Or 16th?
It's the 15th one in 2016. Yeah.
15th. That's exciting.
But I'm at the Torch a lot. Check it out.
She is. Yay. And she's fantastic in all her improv endeavors.
Thanks for having me.
And where can people find you on Twitter or anywhere? Or just visit Torch?
I don't know. I'm
You don't have a Twitter, do you?
I do have a Twitter account, but I don't know what my handle is. Okay. All right. I don't Twitter much.
So yes, go check out torchtheater.com yeah. and check out the shows and look for Woot and Spoolman.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And the Torch is also on Facebook. You can check them out there. And they're on Twitter. And they're check on them Twitter out.
Too. Yeah. At Torch Theater. And Genevieve, where are you going to be after December 23rd?
Well, I'm going to have a show at my house on January 6th, Wednesday, January 6th. It's the all-new material show. And comics from all over Phoenix will be telling all brand new jokes.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's the first of the year. Used to be at Hidden House, and now it's at our place. It's a free show. We'll have free drinks and food, and people can bring whatever they want. And we'll all just have a great time.
You can be dressed as Baby New Year.
Yeah, we encourage that.
But 6 days old.
Just show up in a diaper to my house always. That's what we want.
Yay. And where can people find you on the online?
I am at Genevieve Rice on Twitter and Facebook. And face Instagram. Face good. Whatever. Face good. Face good.
That's the Mexican version of face good.
Facebook and Instagram. And yeah. Yay. So, yay.
And I am at Anthony DeSamito on Twitter and Instagram. And after December 26th, I'm going to be at the Taffy Room at 7:30 for the After Christmas show, where we just talk crap about Christmas and Christmas being over and being happy about it, which I'm not happy about it, so I won't be. So we'll see how that goes. Okay.
And then, got so dark.
Yeah. And then later that night, I'll be at the Storrs Objection at 10 o'clock, being objected by Matt Storrs. Along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. It's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but that's too long. It's at Thank You For Being A Podcast as an acronym, TYFBAP, TIFBAP, at TIFBAP. You can also find us at TIFBAP on Instagram. You can find us also on Facebook.com/ Thank You For Being A Podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, or any other platform you use to listen to us today. If you're following along with us, the next episode is episode 14 of season 3, and it is titled Blanche's Little Girl. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a beautiful day and or night.
Yay!
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken down to Mississippi.